Episode 17. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Object-oriented programming, or OOP, is a powerful way of designing software by creating your own types that encapsulate behavior and data. Your types can make use of other types through relationships. When I'm teaching programming, I don't start out with this topic right away, but I do recommend that you learn it as soon as possible because you'll need to get used to a new way of thinking about your software designs. In the word guess game that I showed you how to make in the 5-day email course and in episodes 13, 14, and 15 of this podcast, there were just three methods: main, play game, and scramble word. There's not much we can do about main. It's a method that has to exist. And play game is a simple method that takes no arguments and returns void. But look at scramble word for a moment. It needs a word to be scrambled and returns a scrambled form of that word. Why do we need to pass the word to be scrambled to the scramble word method? Because it's just a method that has no relation to anything else in the program. One option to avoid passing a word would be to put the word to be scrambled in a global variable. That would allow the scramble word method to read its word from the global variable, but it would also make that word available to other parts of the program. For a simple game like word guess, there's not much else to the program to worry about, but for a larger application, this practice will lead to problems. You see, you just don't have control over what other code might decide to change the value. What if you started playing with the word tree, but before you could scramble the word tree, some other part of your code changed the global variable to cow? The player would have a tough time winning that game. If you're going to try avoiding passing information to methods, then the information needs to be available somewhere else, that's for sure. You just don't want it sitting in global variables. If only there was a way that we could bundle behavior such as scramble word with data such as the word to be scrambled. That's just one ability that object-oriented programming provides. And this is the core essence of OOP. What we need is an object to represent the game. This object can have two behaviors for now. One will play the game and the other will scramble the word. Here's another benefit of OOP. In the original word guess game, we had two methods to worry about other than main. Imagine those other two methods were written by another programmer and your job was just to write main. When you want to write the code in main to play the game, you'll see the two methods play game and scramble word, and for a moment you might wonder if you need to call scramble word or not. Now, there are ways to get around this, but I'm just using this as an example. With OOP, your game object can hide the scramble word method itself. This makes sense because main only really needs to call the play game method. So OOP helps you and other programmers using your code to better understand which method should be called. Let's call our game object game. Seems reasonable. The play game method will be a member method of the game object. That seems a bit redundant, doesn't it? Why not just call the method play, since it's already part of the game object? You can, and that's another benefit of OOP. You get an extra scope when you create an object like this. Before we get too far though, let me clarify some terms. When you create a game object, what I've been talking about so far is creating the object type, or really, just defining the object type. You do this by writing in your code a class. This is a really important benefit that I cannot stress enough. By creating a class, you just created a new type. Where before, you just had some basic types available to program with, such as ints, chars, bools, etc., you can now extend this with your own types. In fact, we've been using the string type already, and it's just a class. You have the full power to create your own types just as useful as the string class. Classes define the structure of your object. What methods will it have? Which methods are available to be called? And what data will it have? So what we need then is a class called game that has a public method called play, a private method that we can still call scramble word for now, and a private string to hold the word that the player is trying to guess. It's all wrapped up in a nice bundle that only exposes the single method called play. That's a lot more understandable. Well, that's all for now. There are just too many concepts in OOP to explain in one episode. Now that you know why OOP is important because of the main benefits it provides, future episodes will explain more specific concepts. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming, and you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.